are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
All right. This is the Double Dosage After Show. And so, yes, I kind of like the stuff, the innovation, the trying out of new things that are unconventional, sort of Frankenstein sort of stuff. Like I said, I've been teching out, nerding out, having to literally build the new TV network up from the ground up, and I'm looking at components. I'm looking at SSD cards, SD cards that are Frankensteined into SATA 2 port adapters, and it's like this stuff is just weird. It's like, if you weren't in my situation, you'd have no idea what to even use that for. But I come up with a few uses for that already. I can't wait to get a few of these things. There's just so many of these naked boards. There's these Raspberry Pi motherboards, little tiny things. I'm getting a few of those and some formatting clips because I'm getting this Intel INEs off of my processors. Screw them and their remote
pie.
Not that kind of pie.
I couldn't resist. I was having a chuckle.
No
chocolate muffins then.
chocolate muffins are fine. But they have... I don't know if we talked about this on the show. Intel has sold us all out. And AMD has their own version of this program. There's a level 3, or negative 3 ring security on all the Intel chips. They have been for the past 10 years. Okay? What this thing does, normally the first thing that you have to deal with concerning your computer is the BIOS. Okay? From the BIOS, it shakes hands with the operating system bootloader. The bootloader shakes hands with the operating system. Operating system shakes hands with the antivirus or firewall you got, and so forth down the line. What the Intel has, even before the BIOS, which is at a technically a zero or negative one, they have a what's called an IME, Intel. Oh shoot, I forget. I forget the acronym, but basically, it's a program that gives remote access to Intel. If you're hooked up to the internet and that chip is on, you turn on your computer, Intel themselves has access to your computer and everything on it. It bypasses all security features, firewalls, antivirus, it bypasses everything. Doesn't matter what settings you have your computer under. You could have essentially broken your operating system to make it non-functional, and they can still get in there and see whatever it is they want to see.
They don't call it Intel for nothing.
There you go. But again, AMD has their version of this. And it's so bad. It's such a security risk. But apparently nobody can access it, and you really can't, but it's still a no-no in the programming world because it's a security by obscurity. That's a no-no in the programming world. And so people are very angry about this, have been. And the NSA has access to this as well. I know the NSA took them to some sort of court hearing or something like that and requested in their sales, their buying of Intel chips to have that removed. Whether or not they did it, I don't know. But I do know the NSA has a deal, and probably the CIA and FBI has a deal with Intel where they also use this remote access feature. I have been wondering for years, why am I getting hacked so badly? I've done the tech work. I've put up the firewalls. I designed stuff myself in a fashion of orders that programs should kick in and kick the crap out of any person or program that's in there that I don't want to be in there. I'm anonymous, okay? You guys seen my mask. I know my way around a damn computer, but I could not keep these creeps out of my computer, even being offline. No. Your computer has a little bit of juice in there, and you've got your Wi-Fi adapter still on your laptop. No, they're going to hop in there, and they'll do whatever the hell they want. As a target individual, I'm freaking out early in my targeting, just a month or two after I was first targeted. I'm freaking out because I've erased I had a laptop in which I erased the drivers for the Wi-Fi off of it and turned all the services off that I could that was remote and have the computer still running because I just had a few games I wanted to play and I could play them offline. Screw being screwed with every second of the day of online gaming. I put on my Minecraft and said, screw it. I'm isolated. You guys want me isolated? I'm isolated. But no, they still got in my computer. It was messing with everything. So now I know why. I know how. And I always said this was quantum tapping. And yes, technically, the NSA still can target your system as long as it has a computer chip in there. They can they can use magnetic energy to change programming. They can do that. That's why you'll find some of these agents walking around with shielded laptops, tempest-proof laptops. But yeah, it's a crying shame what the governments are doing covertly with these frequencies. Because why? Why? We can't see these frequencies. We can't see them. So these criminals get to do whatever the hell they want. So I thank God for people like Ra here, who is taking the aspect of this full spectrum dominance the New World Order wants on us, and he's trying to fight against it. And Ra, is Ra still with us?
I'm still here.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Rod's here, and I'm here, too.
Well, then, let's just go ahead and get to the phone line. New York, line one. You got a question or comment for our guest?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The question is, I know about the Intel thing already. Mike Rivera was talking about it, and it seems like every processor after the Pentium 4 has this little subprocessor inside of it. And it's supposed to be, may have something to do with a Linux processor that sits inside, and that's why it can bypass everything. It's directly part of the processor. And the other thing is, I find it very interesting about the Rife frequencies, and I think you were talking about targeted individuals, and I'm wondering if it is really the microwave frequency that does it, or whether it's the data riding on top of the frequency that is making people jump around, so to speak.
It really depends on what type of targeting. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That question was for you, Rod. Go ahead.
Yeah, look, from my knowledge, the targeted individuals that... The microwave frequencies definitely do have an effect, you know, and with this technology that we're talking about, I mean, if you were constantly getting attacked all the time, you to put one of the head masks on that Robert was talking about before, you would automatically feel straight away that you weren't getting that pounding feeling in your head straight away, you know, so... It because of the way it works and it creates, like I said, a chaos field, it tends to restructure or cancel out that wave formation. It's really hard to explain to you, but you've really got to experience it and feel it. And with the harmonizers, what they do is they take that same type of technology, but they once they're powered up, they broadcast that over a very large area. So, you know, for one of the small ones, we're talking, you know, powered up, we're talking about 120 to 150 kilometres. So it's quite a large area. But, you know, it doesn't interfere with signal as in, you know, your phone or, you know, receiving signal. It just restructures it somehow.
You know, because the, you know, you've heard stories where people say no matter where I go or I could travel on an airplane and go somewhere else and it's still bothering me. I find it difficult to believe that, for example, some people have suggested that satellites might be doing it because satellites are relatively low power output or they wouldn't be able to run on solar power. You have to be a fairly sensitive pickup, I mean, directly as, you know, person to have a receiver. I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Ken. And that's the beauty of scalar energy. Scalar energy, you're talking less than ELF. Less than. Okay. The human brain waves are measured in picotesla. It's so finite, the energy needed for communication.
Well, if you're talking about extremely low frequencies of VLF, if you are, I'm wondering if maybe that long wire the Navy put under the that they use for submarine communications might be setting some people off. I mean, that thing was supposed to run the entire length of the Great Lakes. I'm sorry, God.
But that's the thing. Scalar is lower than in energy than ELF. And it passes through everything. Passes through lead, passes through...
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Correct.
Go ahead.
Well,
that's what people often ask me, you know, is this... I've got a metal-framed house. Is this device going to work? I say, absolutely. It'll work inside a caravan. It'll work inside your car. You know, you can visibly see the effects, particularly if there's a lot of, you know, chemical crap in the atmosphere or smoke or whatever, anything that's visible to you, you'll see that start to clear and transmute in front of your eyes. So, you know, you can visually see that.
Well, you were talking a bit about, I call it the hum, the noise that we often hear. Like, the doctors call it tinnitus, but a lot of that's caused by land-based emitters. I don't agree that all that's done with satellites, because but even they can bounce a signal off the atmosphere to a relay station on the ground and then back up, back down, back up,
back down.
And by modulating the frequency, they could change but the mirror effect. They make an actual plasma mirror through energy from the ground. But I also think we're lied to about the output of some of these satellites. That they do have lasers as well. And they can use step-up transformer technology and even the free energy technology that's been hidden from us that Tesla wanted to give freely to the world using, you know, the waves coming from the sun.
The zero-point energy, I call it.
But when I put one of the helmet on, I noticed the hum, it's not completely gone, but it's reduced. Is that, once you start listening for the tinnitus sound, it's hard for it to go away. But when I use that, and I do, it quiets it down. I'll use it when I got a headache. I can put that on and it goes away. Now,
What is this again? I have a touch of tinnitus, but I don't believe it's. I think it's probably more from. I have some friends that have it, and it could be from like diabetes or something like that. It's about 10%.
I don't. You know. For people who have tinnitus in their ear, tinnitus in either one ear or both ears, or even feel it kind of in their scalp on top of their brain. I have a lot of guys say that they the tinnitus, it just rings up their entire brain. What is happening is that you are under remote neural monitoring. Just because you don't hear voices does not mean you are not connected to the system. That's how you know you are connected to the system. I'm telling you, that's exactly how it works.
But I know that our bones themselves make great antennas for bringing in frequencies and stuff. So it's very positive.
They have to inundate us for carrier purposes and also obscurity purposes.
Yes, the plausible deniability of it all. But you have people out there who are what you consider good Joe citizen. Some people call them sheeple and stuff. I'm not a big fan of that label for people. But they also are experiencing a hum, but they just think that they have ear damage. You know,
what they're doing is a lot they're subliminally programming people. Subliminal. That's what that ear monitoring is all about.
It's very high pitched, almost out of the range of human hearing. I have test equipment that I could, you know, I can generate signals and I can pretty much say where it's, going. You know, it's at the upper end of hearing. I mean, I also play, I'm not a professional musician, but I do have some keyboards, which is another way to generate frequencies if you want to play around with right frequencies. Especially if you have a pitch bend, you can get the right ones. But I've had this for a long, long time, and I've never. I just sort of tune it out. If I concentrate on it, when it's really quiet, you'll hear it. But if it's a normal daytime, I never hear it. You know, it doesn't bother me.
Right. It's out of your attention, so it's easier to ignore. I'm right there with you.
Yes.
But for those people around the world, get someplace quiet if you can, if it's possible. I don't know where you live, but if you, get someplace quiet and listen.
What was this helmet of shielding you were talking about just a few minutes ago?
Actually, yeah, that was going to be my question too. Because remember, I suppose Robert. Not this Robert, but Stanson. Is this helmet made differently?
Yes, absolutely. This isn't like a football helmet with a bunch of magnets. This is have a full tensor ring on the bottom, and it has five arcs of a tensor qubit length on it. Rod can explain it better than I can. I'm just describing what I'm looking at in my room.
Like a tuned circuit.
Yeah, well, the helmet consists of it's known as a head mask. It's what Berlin called it, but it consists of two qubits, the Lost and the Royal, or it can be built in either one. You know, depending, you know, if it's got a smaller head size, but generally it's built in the Lost for most people. But what it does, it's basically half a spherical harmonizer. Really, if you go onto our page and have a look at some of those pictures, you'll be able to see it. And when you put it on, it's if you're getting that sort of like feeling, you know, quite often I get people ring me when there's a solar burst or something, and they're getting terrible headaches and all this type of thing. And I'll tell them, you know, if they've got a mask, put that on, or if they've got a couple of rings, put the rings on your head. And it just seems to go within minutes. You know, I've had people who have had extremely bad headaches and have made a special trip to come and see me to put this thing on for a few minutes, you know. Why does it work? I don't know. Is it scrambling the signal from getting through? Is it shielding you from the electromagnetic effect? That's probably what my answer would be. Like I say, once you feel that, you get a better understanding. It's very, very difficult to understand something when we're talking energy. We can't see it. We can't touch it. Can't see electromagnetic energy, but you can certainly feel it if you've been attacked by it.
I mean, there are cases where people may be picking up a tinnitus. I have, for example, a friend of mine that when in the Navy was firing, I don't know, like 3-6-inch guns or something like that, and he developed ringing in his ears and that, and ended up with hearing aids.
Well, that's absolutely genuine. Like I said, only for the people, this is my rule of thumb, for the people who don't have a possibility, you know, like some people go to a lot of concerts, heavy metal concerts, some people were in the military, I exclude those people. But for those people who have had nice, quiet lives and have no reason for any ear damage, and they start getting tinnitus, you know. That's how you know.
Yeah, I never listen to loud music. Yeah. I always thought it was something like insulation between the nerves and your brain were kind of like shorting together or something.
Well, you're not too far off from that because of the chemtrails, the nanoparticulates that are lacing your neural pathways in your brains. There's interaction there. That's part of it.
I'm on Eastern Long Island, and the chemtrailing didn't start regularly. Since I work on a bus, I could see it every day as a retirement job, and it didn't start that I noticed where it was doing it every day, and it started around 2016. It's been going on since, but strangely enough, since the magical virus broke out, all of the chemtrailing stopped.
Well, not a lot of people were traveling. Yeah. Not a lot of people were traveling. Yeah.
I see lots of chemtrails, especially up near the Great Lakes and off the shore of New York and Long Island Sound and New Jersey.
Yeah,
yeah, I document them all the time using NASA WorldView.
All right, thank you. I don't want to tie up the rest of the show. Good night.
Cheers, Ken.
Thank you for calling in, sir. Thank you.
Sure. Good night.
And, yes. Hey, you know, Rob, you look like...
I sent you a picture.
You look like a warrior from one of those 1980s fantasy flicks.
That's my tinfoil hat.
That's actually pretty stylish.
Yeah, it isn't a bunch of magnets and stuff or mumbo jumbo. When I first put it on, I wasn't told what I was going to experience. See, this is how I like to test off drive things. Like, just send me something, I'll tell you what I'm seeing, and then you can tell me if that's what you've been hearing from other people. I know that the Tensor Ring, the big one I sent to you, that they've had some terminally ill patients that they would put this under their pillow or under the bed. They make larger hoops. If you lay it on the floor, you'll find your pets would want to sleep in it. If you lay one outside, you'll see animals showing up in your yard, wild ones.
Absolutely.
And they'll actually be right up onto your porch and stuff. I've actually seen this happen. But this, I was kind of blown away by this. In all fairness,
something that actually worked for me. Something that worked for me is I would put a degaussing coil underneath my pillow, have it on. I'd sleep. You know, I wake up clear-headed, no fog, thinking very clearly.
From just having, you know, like the metal screens you have on the outside of your house keep the bugs and stuff from coming in, and actually making a blanket of that underneath their sheet and then hooking a wire to it and a long one and actually grounding it into a stake in the ground. You know, some people
a grounding blanket
that are so EMF sensitive that they're breaking out burns on their body.
Yes.
And stuff that it's very real. This electrosensitivity is now being called. Well, we just call it, we're being fried, folks. We're being targeted, like B's mentioned, and some people are much more susceptible. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of their activism. We are seeing it in the activism community, and they could beam your mind away, and, you know, voices in your head. I know we lost Michael J. Murphy this week. He was a person that did the films Why in the World and What in the World Are They Spraying, and anybody who's been friends with him watched his mind go away over the last few years. It's very sad what occurred to him. He was targeted literally to death. So, Michael, wherever you are out there, I'm going to continue your work.
Absolutely. And we're going to take another call here. Line 3, Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, guys. Once again, interesting program. Yeah, actually, I was just sitting here with my, turned my plasma globe on, got a fluorescent tube in my hand, and it's amazing, you know. Show this to people, and they're not really that amazed. It's like energy transfer. You don't even have to touch the globe. You know, I know basically it's just a Tesla coil, but it's an energy that we've not been really told that much about, even though you can buy this as a little novelty toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Rod, I was you're talking about how the winding. Were you talking about using like bifiller windings around a toroid of some composition?
As in, we're talking about the tensor tools, or are we talking about the tensor tool
you're talking about.
Oh, no, it's just straight copper wire. So it's a copper wire that's twisted. As I say, it's a one length wire that's twisted in a clockwise direction. Which is the reason it's done clockwise because it cancels out the negative field. So, So when it's twisting, it realigns the crystalline structure within the wire and sets up the energy flow, and then the specific lengths are the ones that create different frequencies that outputs are put out.
The other one we're talking about was the
Tesla design, which is the Mobius coil, is wrapped around a crystal. And look, you can find stuff on the internet on how to make a Mobius coil. Zappa with a coil and a crystal, and plug it into a 15 hertz Zappa, and that will create a field on its own. So very simple.
Okay.
If I throw this in, is a book called Slim Sperling's Universe, Sperlings, and you can find out a lot more technical information about these devices.
Correct.
That we've been talking about.
There's in the mind.
I've looked into them some, you know. I'm like, you know, like Don Smith's, you know, some of these energy devices and various things. You know, even something that keeps things as simple from us as, you know, the hydraulic ram pump. You know, 200-year-old plus technology that if you've got a flow of water, you can use the water to push the water through the, you know, the water hammer effect. You know, it's not free energy, but you do. You can pump water wherever you want to. You lose 90% of it, but 10% of it you can put it wherever you want to with no other input. You know, just very simple things they've kept from us. So, yeah, I understand I understand a lot of it. I wish I had more people that I could knock heads with around close to me here, and, you know, build some devices and try some of this stuff out. But you know, I'm not connected to the internet. I've kind of kept myself a caveman, but doesn't mean that I don't have a brain in my head. You know, I've done a lot of reading and the Free Energy Devices Handbook, things like that. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there. I know some of it's not probably workable, but you know, there's possibilities.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they were using the organite, for instance. I mean, they were capturing and harnessing that energy and powering up different devices with that, you know. So, I mean, if you plug multimeter into an organite device, and you can poke it through and hit metal, and then find the other side of it, and you can find a current being produced. Now, I'm only talking about sort of half a volt, but it's just resin and different metal shavings and crystals in there.
And crystals.
It's actually creating voltage, and it never stops.
With the copper pipes coming out of it, they're talking about an orgone generator, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've got the plans to build one of those. Once again, it's something that, you know, it'd be kind of fun to have someone to play around with and you know, help do it with and have, you know, ideas to knock around. It's kind of boring sometimes.
Hold these thoughts. I hear some music with me. We're about to go to a commercial break. Please stay on the line, Alan.
Absolutely. Yeah, stay on the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Oh, God. We're back from commercial break. And I'm sitting here. Oh, I'm so happy. The construction of our first TV network drive has just completed. Yeah, it might be Windows 10, but it's completely stripped down of unnecessary software as I customized the ISO myself, run a script for de-bloating, get rid of all the crap, just running it thin. The only thing that's going to go on there is what I want to go on there for TV Network. So the next step is, once again, there's only one method that some computer developers figured out to get rid of the IME, and that is to have basically reflash the IME chip. And you can do that via a flashing clip, a Raspberry Pi motherboard. It's very small. It's about the size of your hand. And a couple other components. That way, I'll shut that thing down, and I'll be able to have computers that I can boot the feds right off of. They won't be censoring us. So anyways, back to our caller. Yeah, you know, I had the... the inkling to want to create some stuff myself. I saw these Cloud Busters, and I'm thinking to myself, how many ways can I improve this? Because I know I can put some electrical alligator clips on this thing, connected to a generator of some kind, maybe expand the effect to some degree, and you know, just do amazing stuff like that. Maybe I can reproduce what Wilhelm Reich created with the Rainmaker. I mean, the guy went to jail. Well, not jail, but prison. The FDA put him in prison. Okay? So he must have done something right. And you know, this stuff works. And they want to keep it secret as much as possible because they assassinated him in prison.
So we are told. I got to throw that in there. I did a little digging into him myself. He used to work for the CIA, by the way. And I don't think they wanted him releasing this technology out. So him going to jail and dying in prison, I've always questioned that in such a... He was using the flow of water to actually generate his argon thrust, if you will. But you was talking about a device that you could hook into some kind of amplifier. Well, there's no reason you cannot take one of these devices Rod makes with the appropriate adapter for the headphone things and plug it into an actual amplifier like a Marshall amp to amplify your signal. And you really give it some pop, especially a tube amp would be what I would want to use to do the pushing on it, because I've given that a lot of thought too, is how can I increase my reach? Can I actually generate an ion mirror or a plasma mirror to bounce the signal even further to knock the chem out? Because he can knock the chem out with these. I see it on satellite.
Phase conjugate mirror?
Yeah. So I've given that some thought too, V, because you definitely have thought about something I also was given as a, what could I do with one of these?
And V, when you said generate, hook it up to a generator, you were talking about a frequency generator, right? Not like a generator that you like power your house with when the power went out.
Correct.
You're talking about a frequency generator.
I use a tone generator.
For the dampening, I want the opposite effect. I want the dampening. I want to make my quantum signature unreadable by the government's remote sensors, okay? By their remote neural monitoring networks. What I would use is, like I said, a gutted out white noise generator. And that
like
would
a,
give
like
me
a
randomized
cloaking device, basically.
Basically, yes. Okay. I have several designs for things like this, and I can't wait to have enough money so I can start producing them. Sure.
You know, I've got things like, you know, I've got some of like John Bedini's, you know, technology, some of his battery chargers and one of his little monopole motor that just spins at like 10,000 RPM. I mean, it's amazing. Most people think of an electric motor, you know, with a stator and the rotor and spinning. But, you know, it's a whole different setup with these monopole generators. And then you have pulsing coils and you have pickup coils. And, you know, and he sent a kit to me. I bought a kit. And, you know, you have to solder all the little transistors and you know, diodes and everything in the circuit and build the circuit yourself. And I don't know how it does it. And it does seem to, once the battery has been charged with this particular form of energy, it does seem to last a little bit longer. I don't have, you know, all the big fancy, you know, test equipment and, to be able to watch, you know, the square waves and all the other stuff. But, you know, the oscilloscopes and everything. But, yeah, I know the stuff does work. It's very strange. You know, the bipolar coils that he uses, you know, so every time it pulses, you know, the backflow, the back EMF is, you know, used instead of just wasted away as heat. And very interesting stuff, you know, what's been kept from us. I'm not an electrical engineer by any means. I've just got enough science in me that I can understand it. Maybe it's almost better that I didn't have, you know, all the formal education. Because I think that leaves your mind open a little bit more to, you know, possibilities. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm looking at a picture here of Rob with this thing. He looks like Professor X just hopped in the chair, put on Cerebro.
I think Slim Sperling said it takes a brave man to take a picture of themselves wearing one, and I put my picture out wearing these devices on the internet with the mask and the tensor ring around my neck.
You look like you're about ready to locate some mutants.
That's okay. Funny. One day a friend of mine came over and I had a tinfoil turkey on top of my head. So.
Well, you know, with copper wire and other ferrous metals, if you pass a frequency or a magnetic flux line through them, you will generate a voltage. That's just how that works. So
right.
The universe itself, from stars and other things, have put out these impetuses that we can harness this free energy, if you will. Now, you don't need wires to send electricity from one point to another. You could use the ground itself. You know,
I'm sitting here with my plasma globe. I'm sitting here with my plasma globe and my fluorescent bulb, and you don't even have to touch anything to it. You can hold it in your hand, and you can hold it halfway, and half of it lights up. You know, you can run your hand up it, and the whole thing will light up. Yeah, it's
definitely can help yourself during a blackout with one of those, couldn't you? But, you know, to tell people that, they think it's just a magic trick or this and that. But, no, this is the free energy that you can't put a meter on it to sell people and keep them paying our oppressors' power grid. So because they can't put a meter on it, they don't want to release the tech.
Right.
I'm just
Because the instruments we're given have been calibrated to the electrical energy that they want us using, not the vast sea that we're surrounded in. You know, all of our instruments are pegged basically at the base level that's around us. Instead, you know, if you took that meter, you know, a million miles out into space and pegged and, you know, calibrated it to zero and then brought it back down, would it read like 1,000 volts just sitting here on the table? Who knows?
I'd be curious about that. You know, I often wonder if our oppressors, they know about this tech. They know about it well. They seized the Tesla's documents when he died and then burned his lab down. Do they actually have free energy devices in the power stations themselves? And all we're seeing with the steam is adding moisture to the atmosphere for the geoengineering, or to take water from one area, shove it in the atmosphere, rain it down where they want it to their lakes that they can bottle, or places they want to flood to grab the land. I wonder these things.
Those are kind of set up along the key grid pipes and everything, seemingly, most of the time. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and a lot of people don't even know that what they're involved in. They're just kind of, you know, pulled out of the college, you know, by the DARPA, and said, "Hey, we'll make you special, but you can't talk about it. You'll be smarter and better than those jocks that used to hassle you in high school, but you can't say anything about it." You know, I can see the draw. You know, I knew a lot of these people, you know, that have, you know, gotten sucked out of the programs in colleges. You know, the physics and the math and everything else. And they just kind of disappear. And, you know, I had a friend who was an engineer on the B-2 bomber. That's something else. How does that daggum thing just go about 5 miles an hour and fly? I mean, I know it's big and I know it's a wing, but something about it just should not be able to fly as slow as it does and stay in the air. I'm sorry.
Kind of levitation technology, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Nazi bell comes to mind.
Electrogravitics. Something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate talking with you guys. Man, I love this kind of talk. I wish I could stay in touch with y'all more. Like I said, I'm kind of starved for intelligent conversation out here a lot of times.
You're welcome to call the show anytime you want.
All right, I'll let you guys get back to the show. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good evening. All right. Well, you know, I like the idea of people being aware of the stuff and having interest. Rod sounds like a guy I definitely want to start some projects with. That's for damn sure. What do you think, Rod?
Yeah, sounds good. Absolutely.
All right.
He's a very down-to-earth guy. You know, wild birds will come and visit him. He's got that kind of a spirit to him.
Yeah, not for sure.
Well, he's out in the outback. Of course he does.
Well, the bush ain't far back from his outback house.
I just spent 3 weeks out there.
Yeah, you did quite a tour of Australia there. You went to some, even to the place where Crocodile Dundee's bar was and stuff I've seen on your pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the Crocodile Dundee pub and Walkabout Creek, and I went to, what was the name of it? There was another, we basically went all the way through to, we're only about 2 hours off the Northern Territory border and up top end of Queensland near Mount Isa. and we went through a lot of the country where they did a lot of the filming for that movie. But yeah, very, very interesting country. It's so rich in minerals and crystals and sapphires, and yeah, we come back with the loads of different types of stone, crystals and garnets, etc. It was quite an amazing trip, actually.
Yeah, I had a little chuckle in my head when you said Walkabout Creek. Well, it's better to go to Walkabout Creek than to constantly have your boat being shoved up Schitt's Creek like so many of us lately have been getting.
Yeah,
oops,
for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, Rod, where can you be reached? I don't want to wait till the very end. If people have a pad and a pen handy, so you can get the information to see his devices or his videos testing people that are unsuspecting of this, you know, like me, the skeptical people like me.
Yeah, because I want to know. I want to see the videos myself. Please let us in on where we can find this material.
The Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools. Now we do have a page or a channel on YouTube, but we also have the Facebook page. So if you type in Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools, even if you type into Google, it will come up at the top of the page, and there'll be the Facebook page, and you'll also have the Etsy page there as well, which is the shop side of it. But apart from that, I think it's Sacred Knowledge 2015, I think, is the YouTube channel. So, but if you just type Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools into Google, it should all come up on there.
Okay. And what do you have to say to those skeptics out there?
You know, I've never been one to have to sort of try and convince anybody. I don't ever convince anybody. I don't advertise it apart from our Facebook page. You know, we send stuff to, you know, like 40 countries around the world, and it's just pretty much people tell people because of the effects that they get. And you know, we've had such amazing feedback from people, and I mean, I could tell you some amazing stories of different people who have healed from some quite, you know, shocking accidents and things. One guy had a broken neck in two places. He was in a coma. He had 3 bleeds to the brain after a motorcycle accident. His fiance was told that he won't walk again, and he probably won't remember anything after, even if he does come back. And she was a customer of ours, and got in contact with her, took her down some of the big rings, the big one to put underneath his bed, one to put under his head, a couple of coils to hook up to those rings, told her how to set it up, put it under his bed in the ICU ward, and put the other ring under his head. And the next day she went back, and he started to come out of his they were taking the neck brace off, that's right, off his neck. And she said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "Look, we've re-scanned and we don't know what's going on, but there's no breaks." Now, Slim did talk about this when in his books about healing a bone, you know, a broken bone within 10 minutes to an hour using an Accuvac coil, and that's confirmed on X-ray. Some really strange things like this. And another, the next day she went back again, and the second day she went back, he was actually, he started to come out of the coma, and tried standing up, and they're all trying to push him back on the bed, you know. I think it was about the fifth day he escaped from the hospital. I was just totally amazed. This is all documented. And by about, I think they said there would be at least 9 months of rehab, he was home in 9 weeks.
Mm.
So how does that happen? You know, this is stuff that really blows your mind. It blows my mind. And I build it, you know. So,
well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I talk about this all the time. I have like a calcium efflux disease. I have a deformation with my neck. my neck bones, so to speak. C2 and C3 are abnormally large. I mean, they look like dinosaur bones, and the edges of them are sharpened like blades. And so I'm just, my every waking moment, if I'm not suffering from, a little bit of discomfort, I'm in severe pain. I get swelling around the base of my skull just because of the inflammation. It's horrendous. And I know this is from the EMF targeting, my neural link with the NSA. The way I'm so glad people understand what's going on. I haven't had anybody call me crazy yet, but
there'd be something that could help that. But what I'd just test to see what was best suited for you. You know, whether it was one of the different pendants or whether one of the different bracelets you can wear. I mean, we've had some amazing results from all sorts of things, you know, from stroke victims to you name it. But it's quite easy to do. I can remotely test somebody. It doesn't matter where they are. You can just do the muscle testing on that particular person. I don't have to be present to find out what's best suited to you. And be interesting to see if it makes a difference. But do you get numbness in your hands and stuff too, or?
Well, I'll get a little bit of numbness in my right, like, I'll get extreme pain in my right elbow down to my fingertips, or it'll be numb that way.
Yeah.
So what's the, you guessed it right, so what's the correlation?
Well, the basic, the correlation between the two, or are you talking about what I'm talking about with the numbness?
Well, I mean, you guessed that I have some numbness.
In my
hand.
What you're saying, from what you're saying, it would certainly be putting a hell of a lot of pressure on those particular nerves, which would run down to the hands. You know, so either your left or your right, or it would be either side. Depends on which side you're laying on too. You know. I can't specify any one particular tool without doing a little bit of testing to see what's going to work for you. But, there'd be something we could use. It certainly would try and help to reduce that at least, if not, get rid of it. But, I would say probably, just going by what you're saying, yeah, I'm just taking a guess, but I mean, you know, even something like the Tia Khan qubit or the Royal qubit could work very effectively. Just everybody's different. Everyone's got their own energy signature, and what works for you is not going to work for Robert, for instance. You know, everyone responds differently to the different tools. So that's why it's a bit of a test and see which one's going to be the most effective. And this goes for anyone who's ever bought any tools. If they have something and it might work for them for a certain period of time, after a while it's not doing what it used to anymore, and it's like they've outgrown it type of thing, and I'll just swap it over, you know. So there's no problem with that. I don't say, oh, you have to buy another one type thing. If it's something I can effectively change over at the same type of tool, unless it's something of a lot higher price.
Well, there's a professor, Paul Martin, or Martin Paul, he talked about calcium efflux disease, which is basically calcium dumpage because of too much electrical signals. And you know, I'm a smart guy. I'm pretty much a genius, but I'm not that smart. I'm going to be generating so much electricity in my brain that's going to deform my bones. So there's obviously an outside effect, outside something. And it's no coincidence that I'm having telepathy with NSA's BCI AI program, as if they could ever create something to control me.
Well, like I said, V, when I come to visit you, I have a plethora of different tensor rings, and we'll dial you in. I love the Moses ring for my pains, and I'll it's big enough where I could actually put it over my head and just wear it around my neck. So yeah, I use that one a lot. That would be the first thing I would do, just put this around your head and let you wear it for a bit and see if it helps your back pain. I know you make back belts a full cubic length that you hook around your waist, and some people find healing from that, some don't. You know, you suffer with back pain yourself, don't you, Rod? So you
absolutely.
You test drive on yourself a lot.
Absolutely. for sure. But yeah,
Rob,
I was just thinking of that.
So great having you on the show. Is there anything else that you want to tell the audience before the end of the show?
Just go in and have a look, you know, go and have a look at the videos, go and have a look at the products and just see what resonates with you. And if you have any questions, send us a message and I can certainly answer them for you. So, I generally find most people are attracted to what resonates with them pretty much straight up, you know. It's a bit like choosing a crystal, I suppose. Robert could explain that too, but you sort of tend to go to what's right for you, you know, and it's usually correct.
Yeah. Just to tell people, I went and found your YouTube channel. It's actually called Sacred Knowledge 2015, all one word, and you'll find YouTube, and you'll see a test in there even that I've done. I put a link to that in this chat here, so V, you can have a laugh along with me and my sillinesses. That was when I was in Australia.
You know, I'm gonna go straight, hop in bed with a chocolate muffin and my iPad and watch it.
That has connotations to it, but he really is having a chocolate muffin, folks. I love to have a laugh. Raises the vibe, you know. I couldn't resist the humor. I'll definitely be sizing you up for what will possibly help you, because I have a plethora of stuff. I've got a field generator that's supposed to knock out the 5G, and I notice when I sleep put it next to my bed, I don't have the wild dreams that a router would often induce, because I can tell when a router's on in the house.
That. I am so addicted to the D2K, because I always end up taking control over the dream.
I like to sometimes just sleep without going on a mission, if you will, is what I call that. Is when we go
I'm
out
always
and fight.
At war. I don't know any other state of being. I'm always at war. But guys, with that said, we have come to the end of the show. Please check out our guest material. Spread these shows around on your social networks. Because, hey, you know, I may not be asking guys for money, but I do ask you for shares.
Yes. Please sharing help us. Is caring.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.